Goodness gracious, if you have to take the horse-drawn trolley for the short distance between Rittershausen and Westende, you might just as well walk. The trip took more than an hour, even though it's not even 10 kilometers. If the distinguished gentlemen counselors don't come up with a solution soon, then I'm moving. Maybe to Düsseldorf? You know, it's not much more than a village, but at least you can move around there.
You've probably already guessed. Even in the 19th century, we in Wuppertal love to gripe. But this old Barmen resident was probably right, since, due to the population explosion in the wake of the Industrial Revolution, things were getting very cramped along the narrow valley. By 1880, more than 200,000 residents squeezed through the crowded east-west streets every day. The city fathers did indeed start thinking about public transport. They'd have liked to build an underground, but Wuppertal stands on solid rock. That is why Elberfeld and Barmen founded a joint elevated railway commission in 1887. If the truth be known, they were really thinking along the lines of New York and London. But then the councillors received an invitation for a test ride, traveled to Cologne, stepped into Eugen Langen's revolutionary suspension monorail, and were thrilled. That's more than can be said for the horse-drawn trolley company that ultimately lost its chartered monopoly.